Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The quarterbacks here for 2 years have talked about how close they are. Is that always the case in your experience? And like, how much does that help, especially during a week like this?
I think it's huge. And you got to give Tavita Pritchard, our quarterbacks coach, a lot of credit for building that type of camaraderie in that room, and David Blau as well, the assistant quarterbacks coach. Just truly good guys that like each other. Like, across the board, I would let anybody in that room marry my hypothetical daughter except Hartman, because he's way too good looking. But just phenomenal people above all else, hard workers, professionals, and they're truly like a joy to be around every day.
Man, Hartman gets a lot of love for a guy that's probably never going to see, all due respect, an NFL field. I don't think he will. In a regular season game, look, anything can happen. Quarterbacks get hurt at an alarming rate. By the way, is Kingsbury married? I don't think he is, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I bet he has enjoyed himself over the years as a single person, and he's still relatively young, right? He's in his early 40s. He's definitely 40. He's older. He's got to be in his early 40s, something like that.
He is. Okay, I looked up Kingsbury age, and that was not the thing to look up. Now I have to add in Cliff, because it's just somebody else named Kingsbury. That didn't even come up either. That's weird.
All right. It does not look, I'm looking at just the Wikipedia page. It does not look like he's married. It does not look like
Cliff's 46, by the way.
He's 46 years old. 46 years old. Good morning, everybody. It's a football Friday. Excited about that. Sam Hartman won't be the backup. Josh Johnson will be to Marcus Mariota. That is my very strong lean on what will happen Sunday. I believe Marcus Mariota is going to be the starting quarterback for our team, and I think Jaden's going to be out on Sunday. We'll see. We'll get a kind of official news, I believe, in a few hours. In about an hour, they take the practice field at 11:10. And Quinn said that if Jaden doesn't practice today, he won't play. My guess is he doesn't practice today, and he'll be ruled out. We'll find out more during the course of this show. Ben's going to join us at 11:30 this morning, not noon, because Quinn is going to talk sometime between 12 and 12:20. We'll carry that live. We'll probably know before then based on whether or not Jaden practiced and was there for it. But that's right now what I believe will happen. I just call it an educated guess. I think we're going to get Marcus Mariota Sunday against the Raiders. This from Danny A. Danny A writes, "We're in trouble if it's Mariota. Kevin, do you remember how upset most fans were that they signed Mariota?" I do, Danny A. But he played last year, and everybody fell in love with him. He played great in the Carolina game after stumbling a little bit early on and came in and played very well in very much, you know, a game at the end of the year that didn't mean anything for the opponent, the Dallas Cowboys. I think Marcus Mariota is, you know, he's up there on the list of backup quarterbacks in the league. You know, Cousins is probably the number one backup quarterback in the league. You knew I'd slip that in, but he is. He should be starting probably for, you know, 10 teams minimum in the league right now. But Atlanta doesn't want to trade him, even if there was interest earlier this week in him. They are asking for a very steep price. But Mariota, probably in the top five, top 10 worst case of backup quarterbacks. I would say top five. See if there's somebody's done a list on the backup quarterbacks in the NFL. Cousins is clearly number one. I don't have everybody right here in my in the picture. Ooh, but
I got Seth Walder 3 days ago ranking backup NFL quarterbacks. I mean,
go ahead.
It seems to be pretty poignant given that Jake Browning and Carson Wentz are going to start against each other right on Sunday. Number one, Kirk Cousins. Yep. Number two, Jake Browning. Number three, Jackson Dart. Number four, Marcus Mariota. I disagree. Number five, Tanner McKee. That's where I'll stop.
Tanner McKee, by the way, the Eagles love him. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, they really think he should be playing somewhere. So he's a top five backup quarterback. There's no doubt. Look, I remember the reaction when they signed him. It was, you know, they weren't signing him to be a starter. They were signing him to be a backup, and people seemed to have an issue with it. But we don't have to deal with what we felt like in the, you know, off season of 2024. He played. And not only that, he's been a terrific mentor. I would say that Jaden Daniels, if you took every single interview from the time that he started to play, you know, mini camps, OTAs, etc., I bet you he has mentioned Marcus Mariota's name more than anybody else unprompted. That is a hell of a quarterback room. Kingsbury, all right? Mariota, Blau, Tavita Pritchard. They really built, you know, a support group and a mentoring kind of a group around Jaden that totally fit. And he really has enjoyed. Remember the scene with Mariota just slowing him down after that Atlanta, you know, overtime play where he took the big shot and he went right to Mariota on the sideline. I feel good about Mariota. Do I feel as good as Jaden Daniels starting? No. There's at least a 5, 6, 7 point difference. It's a touchdown difference in the game. The game's got a chance to go either way without Jaden playing in it. With Jaden playing in it on Sunday, given the Raiders coming short week, Washington with the bye, etc., the mini bye, I would have thought that this would have been, as I described yesterday, a total get-right football game. But now, you know, you got a guy that hasn't played since the end of last season. Exciting game. Threw a touchdown pass on essentially the last play of the game to beat the Cowboys to Terry McLaurin. You know what? I bet you he throws to Terry more than anybody else. We'll see. You know, they don't have to really worry about, you know, Mariota's, you know, running ability. He's certainly capable of running everything they run. The QB draws, the QB counters, the QB powers, certainly the zone reads, the scrambles. For me, I think, and I don't know why I think this, I think the opportunity for drive-killing throws is just much higher. That's what I would say about Mariota. There's no reason to say that based off his performance last year. Marcus over the years can be inaccurate. Marcus can take some risks, can, you know, put the ball in harm's way. But he didn't do it last year in any of the opportunities he had. You know, the Carolina game, 18 of 23 for 205 yards, 2 touchdowns. Remember, he took a couple of those big losses and a couple of big hits early in that first series when they went 3-and-out. 11 rushes in that Carolina game for 34 yards. And then second half of the Dallas game, which quite frankly was one of the worst halves that Jaden played. The Cowboys seemed to, you know, have his number a little bit. He was really off. got sacked four or five times in the first half, threw for like 35 yards, hadn't really run the football much. And Marcus Mariota came in 15 of 18, 161 yards, two touchdowns, 95.9 QBR and a half, five rushes, 56 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Had a couple of big fourth down plays on that last drive. I'm pulling up that last drive. That last drive, they had a fourth and one, and that was where he pulled it on the zone read and ran 33 yards for a first down that kept him alive in the game with 30 seconds to go. I feel good about Marcus Mariota. Like, you know, as good as you can feel about a backup quarterback. He's just not Jaden Daniels. This game's not going to be easy. Won't be easy. I watched a lot of the Raiders-Chargers game yesterday after the show, and I've got a lot of notes in my Washington keys to a win over the Raiders. And I am going to certainly approach this right now, unless otherwise, if we don't get news otherwise, as if Marcus Mariota is the starting quarterback. But again, keep it here during this show. Things change, and certainly if Jaden's out there practicing, there's a chance if Jaden's out there practicing. We'll see. I would assume that if he's out there practicing, he's got some sort of brace that he's wearing on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What I really am very curious about is if Jaden doesn't play on Sunday, and my strong hunch is that he's not going to. What I'd really like to find out, and I don't know that anybody's going to find this out because they are so good out there now. They are so buttoned up for the most part. Is just what is the knee injury from them? Not from reporting. We've heard sprained knee. Sprained knee can mean a lot of different things. There are lots of different grades of sprains. There are sprains that include the PCL, the MCL, etc. You know, is it possible that Jaden might miss two games? I don't know that. I don't know that at all. I think this week and the way Washington's handled it has made a ton of sense if they know he's not going to play. They have made the Raiders prepare for two quarterbacks. There was this comment on Wednesday. I saw Nikki Javala tweet this out. She tweeted out what Pete Carroll said the other day. Pete Carroll said, quote, "We'll have to prepare for him," meaning Jaden Daniels, "playing, and the bet is that he will. They may not practice him until later in the week, but we're going to count him going. We have a lot of background about Marcus on the staff and all that, so we know what his capabilities are, we think. So we're playing for both guys, but primarily for Jaden. So if Jaden doesn't go, and the strong lean here is that he won't, they made the Raiders prepare for two quarterbacks. Now, you can say, is it that much of a difference? Well, there is a difference in the actual player in terms of their ability. The style of offense, there's not a big change in preparation. That's true. That is true. My keys to a win over the Raiders on Sunday coming up. I've got smell test picks on the show today. 1-0 to start the week. Gave out the Dolphins on the show yesterday, plus the points. Really good football game last night. Actually, a very entertaining football game. I thought, you know, Miami took the opening kickoff, drove it down the field, scored. Buffalo answered twice. Man, they are so good offensively. Miami's not very good, and they're banged up on defense. James Cook is becoming... Is he among the elite backs in the league? Is it fair to say that James Cook's now in that conversation with Barkley, with Bijan, with Derrick Henry, with Gibbs? Is he in that class, or is he just below that elite level of running back class? Because he's damn good. I mean, last year in 2024, and it got him a big contract. Remember, he held out. He had... What did he rush for? He rushed for just over 1,000 yards in 16 games. And he also had, receptions totaling 250 yards and two touchdowns. You know, not a Saquon Barkley year last year, but he did average 5 yards a carry last year. Cook's really good. He's actually in some ways better than his brother. And Dalvin was a good back. Buffalo's really good. Entertaining game last night, 31-21. Buffalo held on. Tua threw an interception late. Man, Tua had a decent game managing the game, but how about 34 pass attempts, 22 completions for just 146 yards? 4.3 yards per completion. But he managed the game very well until the end when he threw a back-breaking pick as they were driving for what could have been a tying score and maybe an overtime forcing score. But Buffalo's 3-0, Miami's 0-3. We'll see what happens with Mike McDaniel. There's definitely a lot of, literally down in that area, sharks circling Mike McDaniel's boat. And I don't know what ownership will do there. You know, McDaniel was boy wonder just 2 years ago when they were putting up 70 on Denver and 50s and 40s on just about everybody. But they can't stop anybody, and they got O-line issues. They got a lot of team speed still. You know, I was thinking about this with the Dolphins. Now, I don't think this will happen, but what if they become massive sellers at the trade deadline? And they've got some receivers in Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, available, if they end up making those guys available. Now, Tyreek Hill, once again, dealing with domestic abuse allegations. The league's looking into that, so it may be a moot point. And maybe because of that, it's a moot point anyway with our organization. But as this season goes on, if Washington's floundering at wide receiver because Noah Brown can't stay healthy, you wonder whether or not they would make some sort of move at that position at the trade deadline. Last year it was corner. With Lattimore, I mean, we're still several games and a month and a half away from that conversation. 6 weeks away, 7 weeks away, something like that. But be interesting to see the players that might be available at the trade deadline. We've already seen they will err because of the belief that they have the opportunity to win something big. They'll err on the side of being overly aggressive. 8 draft picks for 3 players. Between last year's trade deadline and the end of the free agency period with Deebo Samuel, Laremy Tunsil, and, of course, Marshawn Lattimore. Smell test picks later on in the show. I've got several of them. Not a great college football Saturday board, although I think there are 2 really interesting games. Auburn and Oklahoma. Oklahoma's former quarterback quarterbacking Auburn, and then you get John Mateer. This kid is really good. He's second right now in the Heisman race odds-wise behind Carson Beck. That game's a 3:30 kick. Then tomorrow night you get Florida at Miami. Florida is one hellacious defensive football team. Their quarterback absolutely absolutely destroyed them last week. I gave Florida out last night. It was one of my losses. For those of you that have no idea, that was one of those where, are you kidding me? They didn't cover in the game. I mean, LSU had 10 first downs in the game, scored 20 points. Florida had 5 picks by their quarterback. Their quarterback, DJ Lagway, threw 5 interceptions. Some of them were just horrific. And still, they were in the game late, catching 7. They ended up losing by 10. Well, they are a 9.5-point favorite. They were a 7-point favorite. Massive sharp money on Miami last night that came in. I mean, big sharp money on the Canes. But that game is interesting tomorrow night as well. Illinois and Indiana in the Big Ten. Are either one of those two teams for real? Man, I'll tell you what, Cignetti, I'd love to see him get beat and get beat a lot. He's an insufferable. The former JMU coach, who's now the coach at Indiana, they got him to the playoff. Man, he is a bit much. But Brett Bielema can be a bit much as well. Although there hasn't been a lot of chirping between the two. We thought there would be heading into that game. That's an interesting game tomorrow night. And is USC for real? They're 19-point favorites at home in the Coliseum against Michigan State, who's 3-0. This might be a good SC team. Maryland tomorrow, right here on your home for Maryland football, at 12 noon, 11 a.m. Pregame, you'll hear Johnny Holiday and Steve Suter on the call. The Terps go to Wisconsin for their first road game of the year, their first Big Ten game of the year. Wisconsin's a 10-point favorite in this game. And the Badgers have struggled here early in the season. They got absolutely run in Tuscaloosa last week. Although defensively, they appear to be a decent team. Wisconsin's had issues, man, with quarterback in particular in recent years. And then Sunday, and we'll go through the NFL card a little bit later on in the show, but the 1 o'clock window has Rams-Eagles. That's a big-time game. Texans-Jags is a big game in the AFC South. And then in the late afternoon, Cowboys-Bears is the featured game on Fox. But really, the other Fox game features two 2-0 teams, the Cardinals and the Niners, with probably Mac Jones starting for San Francisco again. Sunday night, Chiefs at Giants. I think there's an assumption that the Chiefs will win that game and get back on track. Not so fast. Giants might be a wise play. And then the Monday night game is spectacular. Lions and Ravens. Yeah, that should be a really good game from M&T Bank. So a lot of football on the show for sure. I will have my keys to a Washington win over the Raiders. Again, I'm going to go with the assumption that it's Mariota Sunday. I think it will be. I have a strong hunch that it will be Marcus Mariota. But we'll know for sure maybe as early as 11 a.m. We'll be following that story. Ben will join us at 11:30. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.